Next up is James Owens.
It's pretty quiet here at home, just you and me. We stay inside and read our books, maybe watch TV. Not much to do but talk, and so we do. After all these years, I'm catching up with you. Love in the time.
This song felt like there were like two riffs over and over again, a lot, and like that's a style I think some people like, but it's not my style. It was just so repetitive to me, and so much about Corona.
It's very Corona.
Yeah, very Corona, very riff, two riffs. Very Corona, very riff. That's what I got.
Yeah, I have to echo. Yeah, I feel like this is an okay enough song, but I am not the right person for this song. It's just, I don't want to say sappy, but it's definitely evoking a mood that I'm not on board for.
Maybe I'm mostly comparing it to James Owens' other stuff, but I thought this was really nice. You know, the lyrics are fine. It reminds me a little, in a good way, of Wild Mountain Honey by the Steve Miller Band. Just in the way that it kind of moves along, it's mellow, and it sounds good, not in a way that they sound like the Cars or anything like that, but just, it's kind of got this nice enough groove. So I liked it, yeah. I have nothing even kind of remotely critical to say about it. I just thought it was kind of all around good and had a good mood to it.
I was quite surprised that I liked this song. So normally I'd be complaining about hearing the phrase social distancing in lyrics, because, you know, that's a phrase I really don't want to hear in my spare time when I'm, like, being recreational. I'm just really tired of hearing that. But that didn't bother me. And, you know, I thought the positive tone of the song and the lyrics struck a chord with me. And so, you know, maybe it's James's sort of low-key singing that fits really well with the mood of the song. But yeah, this song really worked for me, and I liked it. And I did not expect to after reading the lyrics. I was like, oh, God, another overt song about coronavirus. But yeah, I didn't have that feeling at all. And this song resonated with me, and I liked it. I really like the idea of, like, you know, because we're all trapped, you know, some of us are trapped together, that we're actually, you know, sort of connecting instead of being isolated. Like, some people are isolated together, and that's kind of a cool thing. So I thought it worked with the sort of hopeful alternate challenge. I think they did an excellent job on that.
Yeah, be hopeful. I think that, you know, when we were looking at the lyrics that had been posted before we posted, you know, our song, before we submitted our song, I was kind of like looking at that as going like, wow, nobody's even trying for the optional challenge. But then some of them coming up, I think most of them coming up that had posted their lyrics anyway. So yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like some of these songs would fare better out of context. It's a little hard when there's 18 songs and so many of them are about COVID-19. There are certain times where you actually really want, like Mike said, you want a distraction from the circumstances. You don't want to wallow in what you're dealing with. And sometimes you do. In the right context, the song might have worked better for me, but as it was, I just felt like, yeah, I don't connect with this.
Yeah. But you know, it's kind of the time that we're in.